Some people I counsel manage to bite the bullet and make a choice between the two. Some choose the spouse, and some choose the lover. In either case, they move from guilt and shame to grief and pain. They feel and act depressed because the needs once met by the person they chose to leave now go unmet. For example, when a straying husband chooses to return to his wife, he often feels that he has made some great sacrifice for his family. In most cases, he has been forced to give up a satisfying sexual relationship, perhaps the first he had ever known in his life. Any good feelings he may derive from having done the right thing do little to lessen his pain or cool his resentment at the loss of what he had in the affair. If the same straying man chooses his lover, he feels nearly overwhelmed by guilt and shame for having abandoned a wife who has loved and cared for him in many ways. If children are involved, the guilt and shame multiply rapidly. Another lie being spread on TV talk shows and in pop psych books and articles is that divorce doesn't necessarily damage children. In some exceptional cases, a divorce may be the better of two evils. For example, when a marriage involves severe alcoholism, child and wife abuse, insanity, and so on. But in the vast majority of cases I've counseled, divorce devastates children. To rationalize otherwise is not only stupid, it is cruel. In my experience, the spouse trapped in an affair comes through the experience relatively healthy when he or she chooses to resolve incompatibility at home and rebuilds the marriage. Those I have counseled who have abandoned their marriage without an effort to improve it suffer relentless guilt and miss an opportunity to learn how to have a successful marriage. Many of those individuals see me years later with the same problems cropping up in their marriages to their lovers. By the time they resolve them, they know they could have used those principles to save their first marriages. The cure for incompatibility: getting down to the full-time business of meeting each other's most important emotional needs. The quickest cure for incompatibility and fastest road to becoming irresistible lie in meeting each other's most important emotional needs. Happily married couples are already aware of this principle and have learned how to make their marriage a full-time priority. But these couples not only put out the effort, they also put their effort in the right places. I have seen this principle work in many different situations. For example, I once managed a dating service in the Twin Cities area. A dating service is designed to help people with common interests and objectives meet each other. Soon after I opened the service, I began to see a very real problem. Those who had enrolled, some 500, needed more than just an opportunity to meet each other. Almost without exception, these people lacked skills in meeting the needs of others. Yet each of them eagerly sought someone else who would be highly skilled in meeting their needs and who would take care of them. They complained that they only met selfish and insensitive people. Of course, they could not see their own selfishness and insensitivity. So I reorganized the dating service. Rather than help my subscribers meet eligible people, I helped them become eligible people to meet, developing skills and other qualities that would make them attractive to the opposite sex. A number of the dating service subscribers bought into my new concept and took the pains necessary to become skillful in meeting the needs of other people. For these men and women, my dating service was a roaring success. In fact, they found they no longer needed a dating service to introduce them to anyone. Their newly acquired abilities made them attractive to the opposite sex wherever they went. Many of them married within 2 years. I believe our society's failure to train people in meeting the needs of others, especially the needs of a marriage partner, has caused much of our high divorce rate. Marriage is not a simple social institution that everyone eventually enters into because he or she falls in love and lives happily ever after. As long as we fail to see marriage as a complex relationship that requires special training and abilities to meet the needs of a member of the opposite sex, we will continue to see a discouraging and devastating divorce rate. Children should be trained at a very young age to learn how to meet the needs and expectations that will be laid on them if and when they enter marriage. There is no reason we must see so many marriages that barely hold together or that drift into affairs.